Welcome to the Make Room Show, formerly titled The 29-Minute Mom. I am your host, Jennifer Ford Berry, certified professional organizer, best-selling author, and coach. I've spent the last two decades teaching women how to get organized so that they can free up more space, time, energy, and money. This podcast is for the woman who wants to make room in her home and in her life for the people and the things that matter the most. Each week, I am bringing you episodes that will help you feel less overwhelmed and more inspired to create the life that you deserve. So come on, girl, let's do this together. Hello, beautiful, beautiful people. So I am so, just it feels good to be back. I'm going to use this episode to catch you up on what's been happening in my life, but also to talk about something that's very near and dear to my heart. It's always been this way, but today especially, it's near and dear to my heart. And that is the importance of creating a tribe in your life. And so I want to start this episode off by just kind of letting you know what's been happening behind the scenes of the Make Room Show. So a couple of weeks ago, I had a big event, a big live event, and I wrapped it up and I took a week's vacation with my husband and my kids down to our place in Florida. And it was just such a great week, the week of Easter. We got to spend time as a family. And we also had two extra teenage boys with us, and which was really fun. And then we also had, we had a lot of young adults with us, just from my daughter being down there and then my son coming, who's a senior in high school. And so it was really fun. We also had a lot of quality time with my aunt and uncle who have purchased a place near us down there. And that was really special. And then we had our group of friends, part of our group of friends come over from the East Coast of Florida to the West Coast where we are. And it was a fabulous week. It was filled with laughter and dancing and beach and sunshine, and the weather was perfect. It was so awesome. We had a beautiful Easter. We checked out this new church near us, and it was so fun. We had a beautiful dinner by the pool with lots of kids, with my aunt and uncle and all these young adults. And I even made these teenage boys look for their Easter basket, and it was absolutely hilarious. And so during that week, I was just filled with love and gratitude for the people that are in my life and that the people I surround myself with. And that was all awesome and good, and it felt good. And little did I know that I would feel that way about a week later in a very different sense. And so just as a little backstory, many of you know that I went to college in South Florida. I'm an alum for Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton. And when I was at that school and during that time of my life, I met three women that would become three of my very, very best friends in my life. And I could literally publish a book about the stuff that we've gone through as a friend group and how we've grown and evolved. And maybe someday I will, but it's very, very interesting. And so what's interesting is we're all very different people. If you looked from the outside or, maybe just knew us each individually, you might not be able to put together the pieces of how we are such a close tribe. And so when I was in Florida for Easter, two of these friends were with me and their partners. And then one of them was back home in South Florida with her family. And so what happened is last week I was home for a few days and I got a call from one of my besties, Kara, and she informed me that her husband, Jason, had passed away. And I'm not going to go into all the details here on the show. It's just too raw and too new. But I will say that she basically sent me a text in the morning that said, I need you. And I knew immediately that it was serious. And I proceeded to call her, and she told me that her husband had passed away the night before, a good friend of ours. And, you know, what proceeded to happen the next following few days, I will give you pieces of, just to protect a lot of, you know, them and just our friend group in general. But I got on a plane the next morning, took the first plane down back to Florida to be with her and her children and to just be of service in any way that I could and to just help her. And I remember it was the first flight on April 19th, what happens to be my birthday. And the plane was about to land, and I was just completely filled with gratitude for the fact of that I've been part of this tribe of women for, you know, over 30 years. And I just felt so grateful in that moment that we have gone through so many ups and downs together, and that no matter what happens, that we are each other's ride or die. And I just think that is the most beautiful part of a friendship, when you have friends that are just so loyal that you always know you're loved, that they always know they're loved, that no matter what you need, you can simply send a text that says, I need you. And a friend knows without you having to go into everything that you need, like she just shows up for you. And I know that they have done this for me. And I know that this is probably probably the worst thing we have all been through together. And the fact that we were going to do it together was very, very powerful to me and very profound. And so throughout the next couple of days, we all teamed up together to show up for our friend, show up for her children, and to really be there to do anything and everything that she needed, and most of the things that she could not do for herself. Because as you know, when you're grieving, that takes all of your energy and emotion, and it's exhausting. And so we wanted to make her life easier in any way that we could. And we came up with a plan, we band together, and there has been a group of us working nonstop ever since. And the fact that we could do that for her makes me very, very happy. So today I wanted to kind of talk to you just about why it's so important to have a tribe in your life, how you can create a tribe, how you can make time for a tribe, and how a tribe can add value to your life. Because I don't know where I would be in my life without these girls. I think back on the moment when I met each of them, which was each separately, and how it was like God had a plan for our life. He knitted this tribe together. You know, he knew what we were going to need in the years to come. And it's just amazing. I actually remember my one friend's husband saying the other night, he's like, it's just hilarious to watch you guys together, because you think, first of all, you're very different, but you all get along so well. You're so blunt and honest with each other. You're your real authentic selves. We make each other laugh. We think we're the funniest things on the planet. I mean, that's the kind of tribe that I'm talking about, where you just feel like your real self. When you're with them, you feel like you're home. When you're with them, you feel like you can say whatever's on your heart. You can be open, you can be honest, and that you don't have to pretend and you don't have to hold back. And so that's what I want for all of you women listening today. If you don't already have this kind of tribe, then we're going to talk about that. If you do, take a minute and thank God that you have this in your life, because this past week has really made me super, super grateful for that. So the first thing I want to talk about is just how to find or how to create a tribe if you don't already have one. And here are some ideas. I think that, first of all, you need to negate any thought in your mind that thinks that a tribe all has to look and feel the same, like that you have to have duplicates of yourself, like the same age or the same skin color or the same, you know, wealth. I mean, all of it does not matter. even the same religion does not matter. And so I think that you need to look outside the box, because sometimes we tend to, you know, birds of a feather flock together, but sometimes it's not birds of a feather. Sometimes it's like your flock is very unique. And I think that's the beauty of our tribe. So think about ways that you can meet new people that you haven't already met. Like, you could look at church, you could look to your kids, friends, parents, you could join networking groups, you can go to meetups, you can start your own group, you can start a Bible study or a book club or wine night. I mean, you could start a group that goes and plays tennis every Monday. It does not matter. You could start a vacation club with girls that are, you know, going to travel together. So it doesn't matter, but think about the ways that you could put yourself out there to feel out other women and know if they could be part of your tribe or not, to really open your eyes and look around. And maybe you are in a so-called tribe that you've been in since high school, but it's just not feeling like this tribe that helps you evolve to a better person. Or maybe you're in a tribe that's just like, you don't feel like you're your true authentic self. This is a time to think about creating or going and finding a new or additional tribe. And I think that they can come from wherever, but if you don't put yourself out there, you won't know who you could be meeting, right? I happen to be a person that loves to meet new people, so that's not hard for me, but I know it's been really hard for a lot of people that, especially since COVID, they've kind of been more introverted and more quiet or home more. And maybe it's been for a while now and you feel like it's weird to put yourself out there, or what would people think, right? And so you just can put yourself out there. And if they say no, or they're not interested, then they're not really your tribe. So it's actually beneficial to you, because there's your answer. You're not going to waste time on those types of people, but you won't know unless you put yourself out there or you ask. The second thing is to how to make time for a tribe, because I find that as women get busier and busier with their careers or their children or their family, they tend to just say, I don't have time for this, or I don't have time for that, which actually is not true. We do have time. It's how we choose to use our time that matters. So number one, don't feel guilty about taking time away from work or your family for this endeavor, to take time out to look and to establish a tribe will come back tenfold to you. You never know when you're going to be in a situation like my good friend Kara was this week, where she needed us to circle her and embrace her and love her and be her tribe. You never know when that can happen. Life is short. Things are unexpected. We never in a million years thought that we would lose our friend Jason at such a young age, and that our friend would now be alone and raising two kids. Very, very gut-wrenching stuff. And thank God we had each other, and thank God she had us to circle her. So you never know if that could be you. So I definitely think it's totally worth your time to look for these kinds of women in your life and to put yourself out there, because you never know where it's going to lead. You also need to learn how to be intentional, right? To be intentional with your time. Make plans ahead. If you have a group of friends that is like your ride or die, like these women, they all live within 5 minutes of each other. But I, back, you know, many years ago, left Florida and moved, you know, a few different times. And so now we are farther apart. So I have to be intentional with getting down to Florida. We are all intentional with making phone calls and doing Zoom calls and FaceTime and texting. And we make the effort to remind each other that we're thinking about each other. It takes a massive level of intentionality and also planning. And we usually, when we see each other, try to make sure we know when the next time is. And then they also come to see me here in New York, or they come to the West Coast when I'm on the West Coast of Florida. And that is all part of just being committed to the relationship, right? There's a huge level of commitment and being present in each other's life, no matter how far apart we live. So if you have these friends, maybe you have college friends, or and you're far away from them, then set it up. Set up a Zoom call. on a Friday night and have a Zoom happy hour. We've done this several times. Maybe you set up a girls trip, a weekend trip. It doesn't have to be fabulous and lavish and expensive. It can be simple, or you just open up your home for a 2-day sleepover. I mean, anything can, it can come as long as you have quality time together. And even if it's once every 2 years, that, I mean, I'm part of a different tribe for my, one of my businesses where we get together for a conference every other year. And these girls have become my good friends. I love them. And we're all spread out all over the country, but we know we're going to see each other every other year. It's not ideal, but that's what the plan is right now. And that's where we, that's what we've committed to. And then to make sure that, you know, you have 10 minutes in the car and you just have that running through your mind. Like, oh, I haven't talked to so-and-so in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give them a quick call. And on the flip side, I think one of the beautiful things that is cool about the tribe I'm speaking of with my friends in Florida is if we don't have time to be on a 20-minute call, we'll literally answer the phone and say, I've got 10 minutes, or, hey, I'm walking into something. Can I call you back? But even just answering the phone and saying that is so awesome. And then on the, we have respect to say, okay, yeah, call me when you can, but at least we know we're thinking about each other. And then meeting in person is key. I think it's great to have, you know, to share texts and to have phone calls. But I think I'm a type of person that every level is better for me. Like a text really doesn't mean too much to me. A phone call definitely means more to me. A FaceTime is even better than that. And then the best possible scenario is an in-person meetup. That's when real true connection is made face to face. And don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. I mean, yeah, it's a great filler to have FaceTime, or it's a great filler to text, but it's not going to ever move the needle and be as memorable as it is when you're face to face and you can actually put your arms around your friend, hug them, cry with them, you know, experience things, do things together, make those memories. You're looking back, you're really not going to talk about the memories. Remember that one time when we FaceTimed? Remember that one time when we text? No, it's going to be, remember that one time we were on a boat in the intercoastal and we, you know, jumped off and swam with a sea turtle? Or remember, you know, when we were dancing all night in front of this band by the, you know, water? It's like, or remember this time when, you know, you first held my baby? It's like, those are the memories that we talk about. And those are the memories that every friend group shares. And that's so funny because when you make the in-person memories, it's interesting when new people come into your tribe as like a child or a spouse or a partner, and you're talking about the old times. It's like, that's what concretes you together and solidifies your relationship, because new people can't have the history. You can't ever get caught up on the history. You have to make the new memories. And so God bless the people that have had to hear our stories over and over and over, because that is something that we find humor and love in. But like a new person listening probably thinks we're crazy, because we just love talking about the memories. And that's what we'll be talking about long after we're gone, just like we're already talking about the memories with Jason, and we'll continue to talk about Jason and the memories we spent and the time we spent with him for the rest of our lives. That's the important thing. So meeting in person is key. Find ways to incorporate your friends and your tribe into things you're already doing. If you're worried about time, then think about ways. Like if you're already going to the gym, then invite a friend to meet you at the gym. If you want to take your dog for a walk, invite a friend to get their dog and go for a walk with you. Sometimes it's like, I do all these things, but sometimes it's like, I have to go to Costco and it's 45 minutes from my home. I'll ask my friend, you want to take a ride together to Costco? We'll both get our groceries together. Just because life is busy, there's no reason that you can't do life with your tribe. You can't, you know, do these things that you're already doing and now invite somebody that is there, because that's where you will have time to talk and catch up and further your relationship. I think that can be very, very valuable. And then you have to simply decide, in order to make time for a tribe, you have to make your tribe a priority. And we talk a lot about time management on the show. We talk about balance and all the things. And I think when I think about balance in my life, I can't just be a wife. I can't even just be a wife and a mother. For me to feel as a fulfilled person, I have to be a wife, a mother, a friend, a family member, a business owner. I have to be all these things that God created me to be. And so they're all priorities to me. So I can't expect to have good, valuable friends in my life and have a solid tribe that will do life with me if I'm not making those people a priority, just like I make work a priority and my marriage a priority and my kids a priority. I have to, it starts with me. It starts with me making decision on what my priorities are and then making sure that my schedule and my time reflect those priorities. And so because I know that we were created to live in community, and because I know that friendship is such an integral part of my life, and it's very, very high on my priority list, I know that to have any good relationship, whether it be my marriage or my friends, I have to commit and put the work in. And so that's why I choose to make it a priority. Some people will say, oh yeah, I don't care, you know, to have too many friends, or, you know, my family is my friends, and that's their choice. But for me, I've always been this person that knows how important friends are. And we've lived it this week. This is like the ultimate situation where friends came together to help a friend get through the worst possible time of her life, and will continue to show up for the worst possible months and years ahead. And so that is love, right? That is the definition of love, where you love somebody so much that you will put everything on hold to be there when she needs you. And so I just think that everybody should have a piece of that. And so how does a tribe add value to your life? I've said a lot about it so far, but the coolest thing is that it's this group of people that you choose, right, to be part of your life, to journey through this whole process together. And you get to not only experience the highest of highs, but the lowest of lows. And so you never feel alone. You never feel like you have to do life on your own. You never feel forgotten or unloved. And that's why, to me, it's so important to make it a priority, because who doesn't want to feel that? If you can live your life and look back and know that you were part of a tribe that loved you, then it's like worth it. And it's also someone to help you grow. You know, it's, I really encourage you to have a tribe that lets you tell them things that maybe nobody else would tell them. Or, you know, if somebody needs to hear the truth, or they're going in the wrong direction, or whatever the case may be, true tribe friends literally can say, hey, no, I don't want you to go over there. Or no, you're better than that. Or let's do this together. Or I see you're struggling, or whatever the case may be, just honest. And I love that about my tribe. I love the fact that they're blunt with me, I'm blunt with them, and that we have these memories to create together. And that's why you put the effort and the time and the work into a tribe, because they're going to add value to your life. And so I just kind of want to wrap up with a special invitation to you, that if you're hearing this and you're like, yes, I love this and I need more of this in my life, then I want to invite you to also be part of a new tribe that I'm partaking in creating. And it's literally because of a little tribe that I started over a year and a half ago, because again, I needed something in my life. I was missing a tribe to do entrepreneurship with. I didn't feel like I had, like, you know, I have these awesome friends, but I didn't feel like I had a group that understood all the facets of my business, like being a podcast host, being an author, being a coach, being an entrepreneur, running businesses. I just felt like I needed somebody to do that with together, like bounce ideas off of, and share the highs and lows and get advice from, and someone to be blunt. All these things that my personal friend tribe does, I needed that for my business. And so I reached out to a few women that I thought were a good match. for me and what I was looking for. And when I said before, they don't have to look like you, or it doesn't have to be super similar. There's some sort of thing. And for me, when I'm looking for people like that, it's a level of integrity and a level of openness that you can relate on. Like, they have to be open enough. So I reached out to these three complete strangers, just like my friend group. They're strangers, right? They're just a soul on the earth that you don't know how relationships are going to evolve unless you put yourself out there. And I asked them if they wanted to be part of a mastermind with me. And thank you, Lord, they all said yes. And so now, a year and a half later, we have decided to come together, all different coaches, and put together this live event so that we can help establish more community, because we all agree that it's super, super important to have face-to-face relationships, especially now in this age. And so that's why I want to personally, if you haven't heard me talk about this already, but I want to personally invite you to the Focus Retreat, which is coming up this fall. And the reason why I want to bring it up is, number one, part of our mission with the Focus Retreat is to establish a community of women that are going to stick together, that are like-minded. And when you go to thefocusretreat.com, you'll see what it's all about. And so that will help you understand if you're this person, like if you're the type of woman that looks for this stuff. And we are going to create this awesome, awesome, tight group of women that will become a tribe in the years to come, that we can lean on each other. We can meet, you know, hopefully every year, and also online in the off months. But the cool thing about it is that that's one of the main points of this, is to all come together and build relationships. And the thing I want you to understand is, right now, there's a bunch of bonuses for signing up before May 1st. There's also special bonuses for becoming a VIP. And it keeps changing. Like, we keep getting more sponsors every single day, and that keeps adding the value to the experience. It's also at a ridiculously beautiful, tranquil, peaceful venue. And it's just, I think it's what we all need right now. We just need a couple of days to get away from the rat race of life and focus on what we want out of life, and like to have a little time to not only imagine the possibilities of what your life could be, and to like stop living in this little box and to expand, but also to really to think about areas in our life that we can improve on. And so that's why there's four of us coaches. F is for our family coach, Lori Beth Aldridge. You can look at her under Elevating Motherhood. And O, obviously, is for yours truly, organization, right? C is Amy DeBrock. She is going to be the confidence coach for all of the women. And she is absolutely amazing. She is the author of a book called Embolden. She also has her own podcast. Like, all this is on the website. It's amazing. The U is for you listening, right? And then the S is for strategy, because Becky Kapitsky, who's like the business coach guru of all things business and sales and strategy and success. So she could have literally like three S's if she wanted, but she is of the Inspired Business. She's also an author and podcaster. I want you to look up all of these women. They're amazing and they're beautiful inside and out. And I feel so blessed to be in the tribe with them. And I want to invite you guys to join our tribe. So if you heard this podcast and it touched your heart, please reach out to me. And you know what? I want to meet you in person. Like, this is the first time that I can say, come meet me in person since COVID. And I can like see your face, see how beautiful you are, give you a big in-person hug and squeeze. And we can have like meaningful conversations, and we can share, and we can create memories that we're never going to forget. This is going to be a life-changing event. I really would love nothing more than to see you there. And if you have any questions at all, do not hesitate to email me, organize@jenniferfordberry.com, DM me on Instagram. I'm under Jennifer Ford Berry. Leave a comment, a review, whatever it takes. But I want to see you there at thefocusretreat.com. And, you know, I just pray that you find your tribe this year, the tribe that you not only need, probably more than you even realize, but that is waiting for you if you just give it a chance and put yourself out there and let, you know, literally let God do the rest, because that's how I feel that these tribes have been, evolved in my own life. So I love you. And until next time, bye.
Imagine the chance to slip away for a few days, someplace where you can release the constant pressure to do more, be more, say more, and reach more, where conversation is authentic and meaningful, rest is prioritized, and food is deliciously prepared by someone other than you. Welcome to the Focus Retreat. This is an event that I am co-hosting this coming September. Ladies, I am so, so excited to personally invite you to this very special gathering. Finally, we can meet together in person, face to face. Can you imagine? I would love to meet you face to face. This is a chance where you can get away and refine your focus on every aspect of the integrated life, family, organization, confidence, you, and strategy. You'll discover how to do less in order to achieve more, to increase your impact on the people and the projects that matter the most. That's what we're all about here on the Make Room Show, right? So check it out. Go to thefocusretreat.com right now. And if you sign up, please do me a favor, DM me or send me an email and say, Jennifer, I am coming, because ladies, I want to meet as many of you as I can in person. And if you do come and you are a listener of the show, I am going to carve out some special downtime just for us and the listeners of the show. So again, thefocusretreat.com. You do not want to miss it.